His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Kent Board of Education last night selected Stephanie Rafferty to the alternate to Region 1 Board of Education. The board will select a permanent replacement for retiring Jonathan Moore at their May meeting. A motion was introduced to have a town meeting for the purpose of changing the selection process for the Region 1 representative to elections. That motion did not receive a second. There was discussion, and the consensus of the board was to maintain its authority to select the Region 1 Board of Education member. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting set for 2 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. The Zoning Board of Appeals in North Canaan, Connecticut, is meeting at the North Canaan Town Hall at 5 p.m. tonight to hear the case of the tax-exempt status change, which has been raised by the assessor of North Canaan. Apparently, the Zoning Board of North Canaan has said it is okay to deny Gear Village its tax-exempt status, which it's had for over 40 years. No public comment will be permitted at the meeting. The board will just listen, then deliberate, and announce its decision at a later date. Also, the Salisbury Economic Development Committee will hold a public meeting at 6 p.m. at Salisbury Town Hall. The Dover Union Free School District has their Board of Education meeting at the Dover Middle High School Library. Salisbury Hand Drummers are inviting the public to join them at 7 p.m. They meet every Tuesday at the Scoville Library. This will be an opportunity for anybody interested in learning about hand drumming. They'll have drums available for people to play and a class teaching the basics of hand drumming led by John Marshall. The Salisbury Board of Finance is meeting at 7:30 to approve the minutes and review final budgets and comments from the public hearing on April 9th and to vote on budgets for the present town budget meeting that will take place on May the 9th. Regular meeting of the Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission will happen April 11th at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. On the 12th, DeWitt Clinton, professor of history at Columbia University, author and Pulitzer Prize-winning historian, Dr. Eric Foner, will deliver the 22nd annual W.E.B. Du Bois Lecture at Bard College at Simon's Rock. That'll happen on Thursday, April 12th at 7 p.m. in the Daniel Arts Center at the McConnell Theater. The lecture is free and open to the public. There'll be a spaghetti dinner to benefit Joey Morey on Friday, April 13th from 5 till 8 at the James A. Modolo VFW Post, South Main Street in Great Barrington. There'll also be a 50-50 raffle, locally donated raffles, $15 for couples, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Support a local Berkshire resident with severe health condition and multiple upcoming surgeries. Tickets available at Lindell's in Canaan or at the door. Contact 413-717-7249 for more information. The Northwest Corner Prevention Network will present a community opioid and panel discussion on Friday at 6 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Refreshments will be served. April 13th, 14th, 15th, the Quiet Executive Frank L. Teal, Mary Stuart Masterson and Jeremy Davidson's Storyhouse Documentary Theater presents a live theater piece based on investigation case files, interviews, and more. That happens at the Murray Sanctuary in Tivoli. Fisherman's Breakfast, a buffet breakfast provided by On the Run, happens Saturday the 14th at Town Grove in Lakeville from 7 till 10. $10 for adults, $7 for kids age 10 and under, accompanied by adults. The Sharon Historical Society on the 14th presents Fashionably Connecticut, a Century of Connecticut Fashions, 1860 to 1960. It presents that lecture program by the Connecticut Historical Society. More information at sharonhist.org. That'll be Saturday, 10:30 to 11:30. Maplebrook School hosting its 14th annual regional student art exhibit on its main campus. The show features artwork from a group of student artists from 7 regional schools. Participating schools include the Millbrook School, South Kent School, Weebatuck High School, Stissing Mountain High School, Salisbury School, the Hotchkiss School, and Maplebrook School. The exhibit is open to the public Saturday and Sunday, April 14th and 15th, and April 21st and 22nd from 1 to 4 by appointment. A roast beef dinner being held by the Sharon American Legion Post, 126th Legion Hall behind the firehouse in Sharon on Saturday, servings from 4 until 7. $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free under 5 when accompanied by adult. All-you-can-eat takeouts available. A paint and sip at the Sharon Audubon will happen on Saturday from 6 till 8 p.m. to benefit the Audubon Center. It's $35. It's a BYOB. There's a limited space of 20. More information is available at 860-364-0520, extension 108, or Berkshire Paint and Sip on the web. Coming up in Germantown on April 14th, a social event begins at Claremont Mansion where guests will gather for wine and hors d'oeuvres before dispersing for a special meal at host residences. The evening benefits the Claremont State Historic Site and the free cultural programs the Friends of the Claremont offer the community. That's at 6 p.m. Roger and Lenny will be at the Annex in Millerton, New York, performing. Roger Cohen and Lenny Sutton bring a fresh perspective to familiar and not-so-familiar songs. Doors open at 7, a $5 suggested donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. The Millbrook Literary Festival Young Writer Showcase is calling all writers to become part of that and enter. Finalists must read their poem at the festival on May 19th to be eligible. Entries must be typed and submitted electronically to fountainpress@yahoo.com. The deadline for entries, April 15th. For more information, millbrookliteraryfestival.org. The Amenia Fire Company is sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Main Street. In support of the National School Walkout protest planned for April 20th, Berkshire Edge and Green Tea Party of Great Barrington offering a free screening of the Children's March, the Oscar-winning documentary depicting the historic Children's March of 1963 with original and reenacted footage. That will be shown on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Mahaley Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. On Sunday, Berkshire's Jazz making its first appearance in western Massachusetts. The Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra performs some of the well-known music from the Kenton Library, along with new material written in the Kenton style at Monument Mountain High School in Great Barrington at 7 p.m. Audubon Sharon will be hosting several free woodcock walks in the week of April 17th through 21st at 6:30 at the Sharon Audubon Center on Route 4 in Sharon, with naturalist Jack Adams providing fun evening at the Sharon Audubon Center, enjoying the elaborate and exciting displays of the American woodcock each night from the 17th through 21st. Groups will meet at 6:30 at the Audubon Center. More information at 860-364-0520, extension 108. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average had an up and down day yesterday, winding up at 23,979.10, up 46.34. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6950.34, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2613.16. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.